Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. My guests today are Susan Nettleman from the Cape Fear Garden Club and Ken Wells from Cape Fear Community College, the Landscape Gardening Program. And they're here to tell us about some very interesting things going on at Cape Fear Community College because of the generosity of the Cape Fear Garden Club. So Susan and Ken, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you.
Susan, we know of the Cape Fear Garden Club because of the Azalea Festival every year and the huge garden tour that goes on, but the Cape Fear Garden Club goes year-round with many activities. And tell us a bit about the club and what it does.
Well, we are very community-oriented. We have committees that meet with Elder House, help the elderly. They plant plants with them. And we have birds and butterfly committees that they put bluebird trails through all the county, a lot of the county parks. But our biggest fundraiser is the garden tour. And this year we just celebrated our 60th year, our Diamond Jubilee year. And what we do with the proceeds from that tour is we do give it back to the community through forms of grants and disbursements for beautification and horticulture.
And some of those grants in the past have included?
We have a standing grant as far as a scholarship with Cape Fear and as well as UNCW. We give those two. We have an endowment that we have that we fund every year, and we give scholarships. And this past year, we gave the city almost $16,000 to help finish the 3rd Street beautification projects there with plants. And we help schools and churches and all different people. We do have a set of criteria that you have to meet. The grants for this coming year are already up on our website, which is www.capefeargardenclub.org. Okay. You can click on the Azalea Garden Tour page, and it'll take you to the grant page. And all of those need to be in by June the 15th. So if you have a worthy cause that you would like to try to get some plants or, you know, some hardscapes for your garden, then go on and try to apply for a grant.
Now, this latest grant that you've just given to Cape Fear Community College, how much and what for?
I believe it was $5,500, mm-hmm. and they have established an apothecary garden where I believe the pharmacy techs will be helping with the plants, growing the plants. The landscape students will be growing, and the pharmacy techs will be taking what's grown and helping to compound them. Mm. I'm not exactly sure. Ken's probably much better at describing that, but it sounds very exciting to me that we're part of that program as well.
And so they applied for a grant with that in mind, mm-hmm. and they got it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow, that's wonderful. So, Ken, you are an instructor in the landscape gardening program, mm-hmm. and we don't have anybody here from the pharmacy technology program, but you know a little bit about it. Mm-hmm. Talk about that collaboration, normally what you normally teach, and then how this is going to add on to what you teach now.
Well, the way this kind of came about, there's a lady named Val Clemens that helps write grants and specifically writes them with Cape Fear Garden Club a lot, and I had a need for or a desire to get some plants for ID. And she combined the two grants and the two requests and into one grant. And so on the North Campus, we're going to get some plants for plant ID. And the students here down at the Pharmacy Technology down on the main campus will be able to go to this garden and take cuttings and hopefully, you know, play with compounding them. Mm-hmm. Apothecary gardens. Before we had big, you know, pharmaceutical companies, people had to go out to their backyard and use home remedies and stuff like that. And there's a lot of phytopharmacological ingredients that are, you know, that are in plants that
phytopharmaceutical, mm-hmm. plant-based.
Yeah, okay, yeah, plant-based pharmaceutical goods. Okay. You know, of course, now we can synthesize them and make them 100% pure. But you know, probably even like 50, 60 years ago, a lot of the stuff still had to come from plants. So it'll be kind of a way to get back and for them, I imagine to get back to what they used to do and play around and see, you know, maybe there's a way for them to analyze what they buy commercially and what they can grow, what the difference is in the two, the quality, the strength of it, things like that.
Wonderful.
And, you know, just play with doing it the old school way.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Ken Wells from Cape Fear Community College Landscape Gardening Program. And also Susan Nettleman is with us from the Cape Fear Garden Club talking about a recent grant that will provide students at Cape Fear Community College in the Pharmacy Technology Program and in the Landscape Gardening Program to collaborate to create an apothecary garden at the downtown campus and to supplement the plantings they're already doing at the North Campus. Now, for the apothecary garden, I understand the students will design it, plant it, maintain it, And then the pharmacy students will be harvesting and playing with the plants, mm-hmm. compounding them, working to create them as for the proper medicinal application. Mm-hmm. Now, what are some of the plants that will be grown here? Some of the herbs, perhaps homeopathics, that will be grown? And where are those plants coming from?
Well, a lot of the plants have finding one provider to give me the most plants from one spot has been a little bit of a challenge, as you can imagine. Believe it or not, where I've had to order most of the seeds and most of the plants from Canada, where homeopathic remedies are a little bit more in vogue, I don't want to say in vogue, but maybe more normalized than you find in the U.S. market. So finding one spot where I could get, where I've been able to secure enough of those plants. We've had to buy a lot from seeds, and in the greenhouse that Cape Fear was so nice to give us money for, we're growing out a lot of the things from seed. We've ordered some plants, whorehound, let me think, what do we got, a curry plant, we've got a black cohosh, we've got several plants that we're growing out to a little bit bigger size to get out there. They were kind of rooted cuttings.
Black cohosh, good for hot flashes.
You don't need to know that. Well, if Kathy Ballard here, she could probably rattle off all the different things. She's head of the pharmaceutical technology program. She could probably tell you what all these things. I'm just trying to figure out how to grow them out. But on the culinary side, we've got fenugreek, fennel, cumin. We've got echinacea, which is that's one that ought to do just fine here. It's going to be a little bit of an experiment to see what'll actually grow here. A lot of the information for these apothecary gardens is derived from Western European sources, and as you can imagine, we don't have the same climate as England or Western France, so it's going to be playing with it. I suspect that what we'll end up being able to grow well here are things derived from East Asia, from Eastern China, maybe Southern Japan, which we have a little bit more similar climate, which there's plenty of those. I've ordered ashwagandha. That should do all right.
What is ashwagandha?
It's kind of like the ginseng of Indian herbs. You put it in everything. It's supposed to just be a general tonic to make you do, everything work better.
Okay. And how about ginseng? Does that grow around here?
It's going to be too hot at night for ginseng, golden seal. A lot of the research in North Carolina is from the Mountain Research Center, NC State's Mountain Research Center in Asheville, which they've done a lot of research, but as we all know, Asheville isn't the same climate here. So the nights are, and the big thing that kills us is not that it gets so cold, it's just the nights are so hot, and a lot of plants actually use up all the calories they made during the day trying to cool themselves over the course of the night, and they kind of slowly disintegrate.
Uh-huh. So. But even within this zone, we should be able to plant quite a few varieties.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then we'll be able to do – we might end up finding out some things we'll have to do is like winter annuals that were maybe perennials up in the mountains and then just keep replanting them. And then, but we can do a lot of cool tropical things in the summertime here that they couldn't do up there. So it might actually work out to be better. It's just – figuring it out. And it'll be good for my students to take good detailed notes. We can put the stuff in the ground. The pharmaceutical technology department is going to be compounding them. They're going to help us with the planning after we get the general layout, everything laid out, and they'll help us maintain it. And so it'll be a great cooperation between the two. And hopefully the information that both of us are keeping, hopefully we'll keep some really good notes and we figure out. And this might be translatable into other little small growers in this area that anybody that's been to Asheville knows they've got a very strong community where there's lots of little farmers growing different little things. And mm-hmm. some of this might translate out onto some little small farmers that want to have incubator farms here or, try doing something. Because medical herbs is a good per acre income producer
if they're
organic.
Yes. And so will this be organic?
In the fact that we don't have much money for fertilizer. We're not going to continually be using fertilizer. There'll be no pesticides. Yeah. But it'll probably in the maintenance thing, it'll probably end up being more like that. And really, if it doesn't grow well here and we don't need to be planting anyways. We need to find out what grows well here, not forcing something that doesn't grow well here by, high input methods.
Right. We just have about a minute left, and I have a couple more questions, but let me get this one in. Does it make a difference when you're planting herbs and medicinals, how they're placed in relationship to each other? Like when you're doing a vegetable garden, you think about companion planting, beans and corn are happy next to each other. How about herbs?
There's a lot of anecdotal information. Sifting through that is one thing, and these apothecary gardens, really, the only thing you have to go by are these old monastery gardens. That was the repository of all this information that the Greeks and Romans and Egyptians had before the Middle Ages. So they have stuff kind of planted, and we've got something that's been an updated version of that. we'll have to see. We know some things worked fairly well in France and Spain and stuff. You know, England, who knows if they'll work here. I don't know if there's that much of a going to be that much of a benefit relationship one to another.
Right.
We've got a nice area to do it, a nice big area, and it's got irrigation, which is a huge help. But then again, most herbs, not all, but most herbs like it a little bit on the drier side. So, you know,
okay.
For what it is. But well, it's going to be a learning experience, which is good. It'll be a multi-year learning experience, and the longer we do it, the better. And to learn, you got to fail sometimes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. At home, I just noticed that when I plant herbs that they all seem happy next to each other.
Yeah.
But mint grows all over the place. It just spreads out and takes over. And rosemary gets really tall mm-hmm. and really large. So I'm learning that in my home garden.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about, we don't have any mint, but we talked about that and putting that in a container for that very reason of
definitely.
Its invasiveness.
Container mint. Good
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Well, this is very interesting, and I think it's just great, Susan Nettleman, that the Cape Fear Garden Club continues to give these generous grants to so many organizations, and especially to get this apothecary garden for Cape Fear Community College up and running.
Yeah, we're very pleased that we're able to help the community in ways like this, and not only make it more beautiful, but to learn more about apothecary gardens and
absolutely.
Different things that we used to do years and years and mm-hmm. years ago that maybe we'll find a lot of benefit in today. So we're very
great.
Pleased that we can be part of that.
Wonderful. Ken Wells and Susan Nettleman, thank you so much for coming and talking with us today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
This is WHQR.